In this bulletin, vaccinated New South Wales residents keen to hear more about extra freedoms. The Taliban calls on Australia and other countries to help rebuild Afghanistan. And in sport, Danny DeToro and Riley Batt to carry the flag for Australia at the Tokyo Paralympics opening ceremony. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has promised fully vaccinated residents at least one freedom by the end of the week. She also says lockdown won't be lifted until it is safe to do so. Ms. Berejiklian says the extra freedom was still being decided by health authorities, but would be announced soon. The state has administered 5.9 million doses so far and is now set to surpass the target of 6 million by the end of August. Victoria's coronavirus outbreak is continuing to escalate, with dozens of staff from another major hospital in isolation after being exposed to COVID-19. COVID-19 commander Jerome Weimar says health teams are working to link cases and flagged that lockdown could be eased by early September. There are increasing calls to include children in Australia's vaccination rollout as the country prepares to shift to a new way of managing and living with coronavirus. Leaders want to see a greater focus on vaccinating children, with experts saying little is known about the impacts of the so-called long COVID on children. Australia's expert immunisation panel is expected to reach a decision this week on the rollout of Pfizer to all children aged between 12 to 15. World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says COVID-19 booster shots should be delayed and priority should be given to raising vaccination rates in countries where only 1 or 2% of the population has been inoculated.
The vaccine donation or vaccine sharing, I'm disappointed. Because so far 4.8 billion doses have been delivered globally. 75% of that is in 10 countries. 10. And if you take Africa, the vaccine coverage is less than 2%. Do you think this is acceptable? We call it vaccine injustice.
To the United States, Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has received full approval in the US by the regulator, the Food and Drug Administration. President Joe Biden has urged everyone to get vaccinated.
After a strict process, the FDA has reaffirmed its findings that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective, and the FDA has given its full and final approval. So let me say this loudly and clearly. If you're one of the millions of Americans who said that they will not get the shot until it has full and final approval of the FDA, it has now happened. The moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to go get your vaccination.
The Taliban is calling on countries such as Australia to contribute to the rebuilding of Afghanistan. Taliban spokesman Sahel Shaheen says Afghanistan needs foreign assistance. He also confirmed the 31st of August deadline for the withdrawal of international troops, saying it still stands and that no extension would be allowed.
This is something you can say it's a red line. President Biden announced this agreement until 31st of August. So if they extend it, that means they are extending occupation. If they are intent on continuing the occupation, so it will provoke a reaction.
50 Afghans made up of athletes and their dependents are now safe in Australia. An international effort between lawyers, government officials, prominent sports people and peak bodies worked for a week to secure their safe passage to the country. The athletes arrived in Australia yesterday after being evacuated from Afghanistan by the Australian Defence Force. Australian co-captains Danny DeToro and Riley Batt have been confirmed as the team's flag bearers for the Tokyo Paralympics opening ceremony. It is DeToro's seventh games, while Batt is a four-time Paralympian and aiming for his third straight gold medal as a member of the Steelers wheelchair rugby team. They will be the only members of the 179-member Australian team at Tuesday night's opening ceremony. Celtic coach Ange Postecoglou has vowed to protect Kyogo Furuhashi after the Japanese striker was racially abused in disturbing social media footage. A group of fans wearing Rangers shirts were seen singing racist songs targeting Furuhashi and making offensive gestures. Rangers have identified the supporters and banned them indefinitely from all Scottish Premiership club games. And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and Cairns, showers in Melbourne, Adelaide, Sydney, Brisbane, Canberra and Darwin. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos.